We continue our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here tonight, KNZA 103.9. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, as we're joined now by Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown. Coach, we're back here in 2023. Let's go back to that last game in December prior to the break. You went on the road, took on a very good Perry LeCompton team. Perry gets the win 60-43. Just take us back to that one for a moment and a couple takeaways from that one.
Yeah, we started slow and they started fast, and so we dug ourselves a hole early and then really just kind of stayed in neutral for most of the second and third quarter, and then late third they went on a run. So when you're already down 10 points or so and then you give up a big 10-0 run, that makes it pretty insurmountable late in the game. So they're certainly talented and have great size and athleticism and pressure you on defense, and we just never found a way to consistently score against them. I thought we guarded them okay in the half court, but there in the second half they turned it into a full court game, and their athleticism certainly shined, and we had a hard time stopping them.
How would you assess the team through six games? You sit here at 3-3. You made that run to the state championship game last year. You lose your five big starters who average over 60 points per game. You know, the expectations might have been a little different this year with limited returning pieces. You had some obviously players with experience, but not as much as what you've had in years past. But how would you assess just kind of how things are through the first six games?
Yeah, like you said, the expectations are certainly quite a bit different when you're returning all five starters from a team that went to state last year, and then now this year losing all five starters. So I think for us, it's just the whole year is going to be about continuing to improve, finding our roles, be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. And I think we're getting close to that. I think we've shown signs of playing really, really well and signs of playing really, really poorly. So we just don't have that consistency yet. But that's what we're looking to do, is just become a little more consistent with our play and continue to try to take good shots and try to limit the other team from taking good shots. If we do those things, over the course of the year, hopefully more wins and losses will pop up. But I think they've done really well. They've tried really hard, and we have good practices and great attitudes, and that's certainly the start. Now we just need to get a little more consistent with our play, and I think good things will happen.
Do you feel like the practice time over the holiday break was utilized well? A lot of coaches saying it was rather different, with the rules from Keisha, working with around that Christmas day, not being able to get some in, some were, some won't. Just how was the practice time over the break? Do you feel like it was a positive?
Yeah, it was good. We had four practices basically on this side of Christmas there. Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, where the kids didn't have school. And we've got 25 kids out, and we had 24 at two of the practices and all 25 at the other two. So I was happy to see our participation numbers were right where they needed to be. We weren't missing anybody and had a chance to have some good gym time. I'm sure we're not the only school, but we share the main gym here at Royal Valley, so we don't get to practice in the high school gym every day. Well, over Christmas break you do. So I actually kind of appreciate those practices over break, because I know we get the main floor every single day. So yeah, we had good numbers and got to practice on the big floor every day, and I'd say it was certainly a well worth our time to get in here and practice. And it's like I tell the guys, this is the life, when you don't have school and your only thing on your calendar that day is a 2-hour basketball practice. So hopefully they all appreciated that those are still really good days in the grand scheme of things.
Certainly lived it myself. That was certainly the best, when you didn't have to go to school and you could just go play basketball for a couple hours and then go home and just chill. So I definitely remember that grind. And speaking of the grind, it gets back to it. Friday at Hiawatha, what's the early scouting report there, and what kind of game do you expect?
Yeah, they're sitting there 2-4, but they've got a couple just 1- and 2-point losses. They could easily be sitting above 500 right now, and certainly a good team. They've had to fight some injuries, from football. So it's kind of similar to us, that they have a lot of guys in new roles, more than they anticipated. So they've got good length on the backside and, a couple good shooters. So certainly will be a challenge. And, going to Hiawatha, for us, that's a long road trip and a tough place to play. So certainly will be a challenge. If we can get a win, we will be very, very happy with it.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us coming out of the holiday break. The record of 3-3. They'll go to Hiawatha to get back going here on Friday night. Ball games you can hear on KNZA 103.9, also on the Hiawatha channel at msc.sports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll see you there and talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.